Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for allowing me to be on this radio station again. It is a joy and privilege to preach the good word of God. I tell you, I love it. I'm thankful that God has saved me and gave me the free gift of eternal life. And I'm thankful for all that He has saved in my family, all around about me, and you today. If you saved my friend, I'm glad the Lord saved you. I tell you, it's nothing like being born again and experiencing a new birth and know you're saved and know you're eternally saved. I know I'm not going to ever die in sin and go to hell because Jesus paid the price for me at Calvary. And He made the way and paid the price for my sins. It doesn't give me a license to sin and to run into my flesh. I have no desire to do that because when He saved me, He changed my nature. I tell you, He put a love in me for the Word of God, to love Him, love souls, do the work of God. And when you get saved, you have that desire. And you need to follow that desire. You need to seek for that. You need to follow Him wholeheartedly and that you may do the will of God. And I tell you, this flesh is vile, it's rotten, it's depraved, it's so easily to be drawn aside, to be caught up in the things of this life. We're human, but yet there's no excuse. We have the Spirit of living God living in us, but if you follow the flesh, you're going to fall beneath the flesh. You're going to give place to the devil, and you're going to end up falling right back into the same old sins that God brought you out of. That's no one can handle it. None of us is above it. That's why we must stay in the Word of God. We must stay on our knees in prayer. We must be at the house of God where the Word of God is being preached. We need to be reminded. We need to have our remembrance stirred up. And we need to really think about ourselves each and every day. I tell you, this flesh, it is rotten. And I tell you, the devil works on the flesh. He's the god of the flesh. And he knows right where we live. He knows what our temptations are. He knows how to tempt us. He knows where we're so subject to falling. And so he comes and he's very good what he does. He's a professional. I mean, he's been doing this a long time and he knows, and he's going to attack God's people because we're the ones that have the keys. We're the ones to pray the world, souls out of sin into heaven. We're to lead them to Christ. We're to labor over them. We're to pray for them. And we're to tell them the good word of God. We're to tell them the truth when God gives it to us. And so if he can stop the mouthpiece, if he can stop God's people from living a life beyond reproach and really being a good example, then he can hinder those from being saved because they won't believe. They won't, I tell you, their hearts will be affected by that. They won't be able to really see God like they need to. And if we live like them and live just like them, then they have no hope. They got to see something different in God's people. They got to desire and see the joy and the peace and the love that you have for Christ and for others. And I mean, that will draw them to Christ. And we're to live a good life and be a good example to a lost and dying world. And I tell you today, that's what I want to be. I do want to be an effective witness. And I know that if I just go for talking it and don't walk it, then my talking's vain. I tell you, we got full of people today like that. We got people that are church members, and you have so-called preachers and pastors and all kind of things that people call themselves, but they live in sin and they live in willful acts of sin. And God have mercy. That's not God. That's the flesh. That's Satan. That's the devil. And most of the time, in a lot of cases, they just need a good dose of salvation. They need to get born again. They need to get saved because God changes you. If you're a preacher, if you're really called of God to preach, you can't preach and live in sin. God's going to deal with you. God will be with you. And I tell you, He will deal with your heart. I mean, your heart will be so condemned that you wouldn't really be able to preach if you really saved and called to preach. And you got to get sin out of your life. You got to be separated and dedicated. And I tell you, none of us are perfect, but we must strive to be perfect. And we must examine ourselves every day. We must wait on the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit bring out the message and let Him do the work through us. And we always got to realize and see that we're not worthy, that we can't do anything that's going to be pleasing or really be effective unless God gives it. I tell you, He's got a bring it forward. He's got to come out of us and really speak to the hearts that are listening. And that's what we need today. I tell you, we love you today. I'm thankful for the Lord and what He's done and what He's going to do. I know He's going to save souls. I know revival's going to come. I'm not looking for a worldwide revival. I don't believe there's going to be one. But I'm looking for a revival. I'm looking for those around about us. We've been laboring over and praying for. God's going to save them because He promised it. He said that He would. If we go forth weeping and bear precious seed, if we go forth with sorrow in our hearts for their souls' sake, I'm talking about really just agonizing for their souls because we know that they need a Savior. We know that they can't help themselves and they can't get to Calvary on their own. The Spirit's got to draw them. The Word of God's got to speak to them. We got to get them in the presence of God. We got to pray them in. And I know that God's going to do it. He said He hears and answers prayer. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And it's going to avail. It's going to prevail. And God's going to hear those prayers. And just like a man called Cornelius, he was a man of Italian band. And he prayed, the Bible said. He prayed for himself, his family, and his friends, no doubt. He prayed. And the Bible said his prayers came up for God as a memorial. God had them bottled up. God understood. And God seen all things and knew all things. And this man's prayers would begin to go up every day, no doubt. And just like Job, he prayed every day for his people. And God heard those prayers. And God had mercy. God tried his heart. And different things happened. And Satan had power to do certain things. But I tell you, but this man called Cornelius, he was a man that believed the Lord. He prayed. And the Lord heard and answered his prayer. And the Lord sent down Peter down there. The Lord had to deal with Peter. He had to make him know and see that God had included the Gentiles. That not just the Jews, but God had included the Gentiles as well. That they would hear and be saved. And so God began to show him in a vision there as he was waiting on his dinner, if you want to say there, but his meal. He was up there praying, no doubt. He was meditating. And he was in a vision and he saw like a sheet come down, the Bible said, and there was four-footed beast upon that. And God told him to rise and eat. He said, not so, Lord, I'm not going to eat anything that's common or unclean. And God said, what I've made clean is clean. You eat what I give you. And so the Lord showed it to him. It might have been three times, but he showed it to him that he may understand that God had included the Gentiles as well, and that he was going to send him down there to a man called Cornelius down there, an Italian man. And he rose up and he went with them. By the time the vision was over, they were knocking on the door. God had already sent them, and God was preparing Peter to go down there. And God gave him understanding, and he sent him down there. And he sent him down there to preach, and that's what he did. He went down and he preached, and he began to tell them about the Lord and begin to talk about things and about salvation and how you really get saved and how the Lord just blessed them. The Holy Ghost fell upon them there and God gave them the gift of tongues where they could communicate, no doubt too, as well as they were there. And Peter said, what now forbids water that they should not be baptized as well as we have, seeing that they have also the gift of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Ghost. And the Lord included the Gentiles and put the Holy Ghost upon them and in them. And I tell you, that's wonderful when you really get saved. That's how I know I'm saved, by the Holy Ghost. I didn't get the Holy Ghost when as I got saved and I began to try to sanctify myself to get the Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost when I got saved. He already done the sanctifying. He sanctified me and completed me on the inside. He perfected forever them that are sanctified. He perfected my spirit. I'm still housing the rotten flesh, but I've been perfected on the inside. And I've got the Spirit of the living God in me. And I'm so thankful because of what He did at Calvary. But I must sanctify myself daily. I must cleanse myself daily. That I get closer. That I be cleaner. That God can use me like He wants to. That I'll be a vessel for the finer. But He sanctified me completely on the inside when I got saved. And I tell you, I've been born again. And I tell you, He gave me the Spirit of the living God. And so He baptized me right then. When I got saved into the body of Christ, the baptism of the Holy Spirit took place when I believed on the Lord Jesus and repented That's when I received the Holy Ghost, and the gift of other things come later. I tell you, He gives different gifts, and we don't all have the same gifts. And gift of tongues was one of those. That was a gift, but it was a gift to be able to speak in a different nationality. They didn't have the learned tongues back then. They had God gave them a gifted tongue that they would be able to communicate with those that wasn't of their same language, that they would be able to preach the word, and they'd understand, and people could be saved because of the fact that God took away that barrier. God performed that. He gave that gift, and He gave the gift of healing, gift of helps, and the gift of all types of things, pastors and teachers, and no doubt evangelists and so forth, and deacons and what have you. God's given gifts in His Word, and He's given it to that the body would profit with all. And He wants the body to work together, not against one another. He wants us to take our talents and take our gifts that God's given us and put our whole heart to those, and let's work together, because that's what it's going to take for souls to be saved. That's what it's going to take for revival to come. We must work together as the body of Christ, and as we work together, then God can use it. He said that there'd be no schism in the body. And Satan knows how to divide. He knows how to do things that will hinder the whole matter. If you got division, He said, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? And so if He can throw any kind of division in between God's people, or any kind of thing, a marriage, or any two people that are good friends or what have you, I tell you, the devil knows if he can sow some kind of discord, then he can stop a lot of things that from happening, good things. And so that's why people go, and a lot of God's people fall in that trap, and some of them, they begin to go, and they may get jealous, or their hearts are not right, and they become toward others, and sow discord. I mean, just saying things that's not completely so, or maybe they just put a little bit more butter on it, you know, just make it sound a little bit better when they tell them the story, but that's not the exact way it was, and so it's just not right, and so people get affected by that, and it hinders things, but God does not want that. That's one thing God hates, He said, is sowing discord among the brethren. He don't like a lying tongue. God hates that. He hates a proper look, those that are puffed up, and that's all that's in our flesh. We're all capable of doing that if we don't deny ourselves and cleanse ourselves and pick up our cross and follow after the Lord. Then we're going to fall into sin one way or the other. We can't handle sin. It's bigger than we are. And I tell you, we got the Spirit of the living God in us. We have the overcomer in us, and we can fight this good fight. We can win if we just follow God. But if we follow the flesh, we're going to fall. But I appreciate today what the Lord is trying to give us today. But my prayer to God is today that all that's not saved will be saved. I tell you, it's good to preach the good word of God. But I tell you, it's always a time to tell the lost sinner there's hope, and that there's a way to heaven. And I tell you today, if you're listening to me today, if you're not saved, you can be saved. No matter how far you've gone, no matter what you've done, how deep you've gone, God will forgive your sin. He will lift you up out of the pit by our sin. He'll put your feet on the solid rock. He'll give you a new nature, a divine nature. God in you, Christ in the hope of glory. In other words, He'll take that old love of the world out of you, the love of sin out of you. He'll take those weaknesses out of you. He will cause you to be an overcomer. He will bless you. He will use you in a mighty way. But on that, He will satisfy you. I tell you, He'll satisfy the longing in your soul. He'll give you something to live for. All you got to do is repent of your sins. Call on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be forgiven. That's all you got to do. With a broken heart and a contrite spirit, God will not despise. My time's quickly come and gone. God bless you. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.